time. We need to do more always to make sure that we're exercising maximum effort to defend our cyber networks. The mark today also includes mandates that the department designate an executive agency for cyber test and training ranges to synchronize efforts across the department to ensure robust cyber test and training. Further, this mock also funds ongoing research and development efforts in such areas as directed energy, which shows considerable promise and could truly redefine the future of warfighting. I believe that lasers, directed energy, are in fact game-changing technologies and will do a great deal both in the present and the future to make our warfighters even more effective than they are. I want to particularly highlight the Navy's efforts to move technologies like directed energy out of the labs and into the field. I thank the Office of Naval Research and Admiral Calunder in particular for their time and attention and leadership in this area. Getting this game-changing technology in the hands of our nation's sailors will ultimately serve to realize the promise of this research investment. And to ensure that the Department of Defense's R&D enterprise is properly organized and resourced, and that it has the authorities required to produce the most bang for the buck, the MARC mandates that the Defense Science Board conduct an extensive assessment of the current state of the entire defense R&D enterprise.